Testivity Audio Course, Module 5, Underwriting.
Insurers are in the business of accepting risks and insuring against financial loss associated with those risks. This does not mean that they want to, or have to, accept every application for insurance. Accepting too many bad risks threatens an insurer with insolvency. An insurer's underwriting department will carefully review each application for insurance to determine whether or not it represents an acceptable or standard risk. The objective of risk selection is to provide equity among all classes of risk. How do underwriters determine if an applicant is standard, substandard, preferred, or uninsurable? The most important source of underwriting information is the application. The application contains a considerable amount of information, all of which helps the underwriter determine an adequate premium level. The questions on the application are intended to provide a complete picture of the applicant, revealing any physical, moral, or morale hazards. The applicant's gender is important because statistically females live longer than males. Physical factors such as age, weight, and health condition are important, as are the applicant's activities and personal characteristics. One of the most important parts of the application is the notice regarding insurance information practices. By signing this form, the applicant gives the insurer authorization to access personal medical records from any doctor or hospital that may have examined or treated the proposed insured. An invaluable source of information is the MIB, Medical Information Bureau. The MIB is a nonprofit organization to which most life and health insurers subscribe. The MIB contains medical information on insurance applicants and any past treatment, recommendation, or diagnosis received that was covered by insurance. Another source of information is the medical examination. Insurers routinely send applicants to physicians for a physical exam. The cost of such an exam is borne by the insurer. Simplified issue insurance requires no medical exam and only asks very basic health-related questions on the application. Usually, this type of insurance is only available in low face amounts to reduce the risk of adverse selection. If the insurer obtains confidential HIV-related information in the course of processing an insurance application, they may disclose that information to health providers caring for you or your exposed child, to health officials when required by law, to insurers to permit payment, to persons involved in foster care or adoption, to official correctional, probation, and parole staff, to emergency health care staff who are accidentally exposed to your blood, or by special court order. In all cases, the applicant will be asked to give written approval before the results of an HIV test can be shared. The applicant's signature on the application constitutes such approval. Another important source of underwriting information is the producer's report, required by most companies. This report is completed by the agent and submitted with the application, and should contain any information the agent observes that might affect the underwriter's decision. Still another source of information is the investigative consumer report. An investigative consumer report may shed light on an applicant's character, reputation, personal habits, and mode of living. If an investigative consumer report is obtained, the applicant must be notified within 3 days. Applicants who smoke, are overweight, have a questionable medical history, or in some other way represent a greater risk than a healthy person must be expected to bear a heavier proportion of premium costs than an applicant of the same sex and age who does not possess such hazards. The same is true for people who may be perfectly healthy, but because of their occupation or hobbies, represent a greater risk. Deep sea welders are a good example. The premium charge must fairly represent the mortality risk represented by the insured. Underwriters must also guard against adverse selection. which is the tendency of those who are high risk and know it to try to obtain insurance. Many people who are not in perfect health can still expect to live a full life. Situations can exist to make an applicant less attractive from a risk standpoint than a standard risk, but still qualify that person as insurable. Applicants in this gray area between standard and uninsurable are considered substandard risks. While different insurers use different criteria to determine who is acceptable as a standard risk, there are techniques used to rate them. A rated policy is one that has been modified in its premium requirement to compensate for an additional risk. A policy can be rated in three different ways. 1. Flat extra premium. 2. Extra percentage premium. 3. Rate up age. First, flat extra premium. The premium for the policy is increased by a flat dollar amount per $1,000 of coverage to cover the additional risk. The flat extra premium may be permanent or temporary, depending on the reason for the rating. This is often an appropriate method when only one clearly defined problem that may go away causes the substandard classification. Second, extra percentage premium. The premium amount is increased by a certain percentage. The percentage increase is based on tables used by the underwriters. Generally, the extra risk is expected to be permanent and/or is caused by a variety of hazards. Third, rate up. In using this approach, the applicant's age is rated up, and he or she is considered to be older than their actual age. As a result, the premium is higher. Some insurers recognize people who take extra steps to improve or maintain their good health. These people are rewarded through the use of preferred rates or some other form of premium discount. There are three components in the calculation of a life insurance premium rate: mortality, expenses, interest. Mortality is the key variable in establishing premium rates for life insurance. It is the basis for predicting future claims. When calculating premium rates, a charge is made for anticipated mortality. The mortality charge for a 70-year-old applicant would be much higher than the mortality charge for a 30-year-old applicant. Mortality is the reason life insurance becomes more expensive with age. Another charge, loading, is made for expenses, which is the basic operating cost of the company and includes a profit factor. When a policy owner makes a premium payment, part of the premium is used to meet expenses and part is held in reserve to meet future claim commitments. These funds are placed in investments that earn interest. The net effect is to reduce the amount of premium that would otherwise be required. The mortality and expense factor make up what is called the net premium. The addition of an interest factor creates gross premium charged to the insured. All premiums are calculated on an annual basis, but the policy's mode of payment may be more frequent.